What's going on, everybody? Cody Pasby, Dan with me, and the good folks from Roadshow Cars, Jimmy Mahan and Tracy Hackler, are with us at the Mint. Day two here at the day three, I guess, really. I guess
what day is it, Cody?
Yeah, I know. You were losing track. It's Vegas.
It is.
It's the final day here at the Mint Collective. It's been a real fun weekend here, and to cap it off with you guys is a pleasure. So thank you guys for stopping by and taking some time.
Thank you.
Yeah, the honor is ours.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks, Doug.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah,
I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, first of all, there's been a lot of moving and shaking in the industry, and you guys, I think, are right there in the middle of it all. You know Tracy, I know you have been a guy in the hobby that I know Doug and Dan just always sing praises about, and then to join forces here with Jimmy, I think for us, like, a big move, and it was exciting. What do you guys, I guess, how did this happen, and what's in store for you guys? What are the plans here that you can share with us?
Oh, we're wide open book. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not a lot of secret squirrel stuff going on at the Roadshow. It's pretty simple. It's can we create Car Chop 2.0, right? Where it's not the old ones, and I love the old ones too, but you know, somebody grumbles when you walk in and grunts when you leave. Like, buy your stuff and go. But more of that community-based center of the collaborate, which is why we all have so much fun at these shows. It's to hanging out with the people in the industry that love it.
Yeah.
We can get cards online. It's a lot more fun to do it like this. So we started the one in Kentucky, and it went so well that it was like, why can't we create this across the board in different time zones, different regions, and get the right people? And that was really the key, get the right people where, you know, if you look at other than Tracy and me and a couple other guys, Brian and David, everybody's between 25 and 30. And it's like young, great people like the Channels twins, like Cody, like Kev, the guys that are running these shops. Can we train them the right way to be positive community-centered car shops and do it the right way and carry on the legacy of how great this hobby is with people?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, I'll pay for it. We'll get the shops up and running. We're going to make them all destination, all unique. It's not cookie cutter in any way. And let's go equip you and empower you to be the next generation in this hobby. And then when you walk in these shops, have it be more transformational than transactional. You know, you're going to meet a friend for life. You're going to have these different things. And you're going to get your cards, and that's great.
Right, right.
But, and then have, like, let's have, like, the real icon here is Tracy. Like, teach these guys, right? What can you do to pass on the wisdom that you've got to the next generation? And let's do it from California, Dallas, New York, Kentucky, and then who knows where else.
I got to say, best acquisition by far, one of the hardest working guys, one of the greatest guys, Tracy.
100%.
I mean, you do not have an enemy in this industry. I mean, everybody praises you. They love you. You're always positive outlook. I mean, we've had multiple conversations. And I do want to say, I mean, without Tracy and him basically being like an ambassador from, like, group breaking to the manufacturer and opening up doors for us, I don't know if group breaking gets as big as it is today without this man.
I agree.
Well, you said there's a lot of stuff there I'm not comfortable with you saying. Yeah, you know, Jimmy, I've known Jimmy for years, and it seemed like when he approached me about this opportunity, it seemed like the more I talked to him, and you can tell, just talk to Jimmy. Like, when people come from the outside, come in and say, why'd you leave? Why'd you leave the big manufacturer to go to the small shop? And I said, go talk to Jimmy.
Yeah.
And they come back and they go, I get it.
Yeah.
And it's like him, he and I are such kindred spirits in the sense of just being good people.
Mm-hmm.
And we both believe, like, the things he was telling me when he was trying to get me to come on board, it was like it rang true in the head, but more importantly, it rang true in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just seemed like this is where God was pulling me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where and he put this dude in my path for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no brainer. one of the easiest decisions I've ever made was to join Jimmy. And so, but so to your other point, like recognizing group breaking early,
mm-hmm.
I did because I saw that it was a different, new way for people to get involved in the hobby.
And we've been doing this for a long time, and it's hard to accept new things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, and group breaking was very new, and it was a gray area, and manufacturers were like, is this something that we want to get behind? And you basically saying, you know what, we need to dive into this.
Yeah.
And you were always open about it, and you basically were coming on our podcast, you know, 10 years ago, and basically just being that person. And honestly, Panini was the first company to really embrace group breaking.
Sure.
And you guys basically did the blueprint for the other manufacturers. And the other manufacturers were like, okay, cool. Like, Panini jumped in.
It's okay now.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So, like I said, like, without you, I don't think we may not all be here at this at this show right now.
No, that's silly.
I mean,
that's
that
silly.
Company right behind us, I don't know if they buy tops. I don't know if they get into the industry without group breaking. And
there's a reason that I worked with the few that I did work with back then, because one of the things that I think I've been blessed with, not many things I've been blessed with, but one of the things I've been blessed with is the ability to recognize good people, and definitely, good people attract good people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
So the joining Jimmy's team, like, was really emotional for me, because it spoke to me on a level that I hadn't contemplated before, and it seemed like it was just like a calling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, man, just listening to him talk, and my energy and excitement is just multiplied immeasurably. And we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're just getting it's so
I love
fun.
It. I love it.
We're having a ball, and we're just getting started.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from the outside looking in, from what I see, is there's so much, there's positivity, and it's authentic positivity. And I feel like, you know, it can be easy with what's going on. It's been such an explosion of popularity and an influx of new people. It can be easy to sort of look at, you know, get jaded at times and to see what you guys are doing and bring in the positivity and bring in the fun. That's what we're all in this for, right? At the end
of
the day,
you can't take yourself too seriously. Oh. So many people do. And it's like, these are cards. Right,
we're talking baseball cards.
Yes, there's a lot of money involved, but there's a lot of money involved in a lot of industries, and I've been in some of them. But I think it's a vocal minority that is that negative. The vast majority of this is a giving, generous group of people. Help a kid, give a card to a friend that PC's at.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you live when you do this all the time. Be it a shop or breaking, it's like, oh no, let me get that break for that guy. He's a little short. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
That happens every night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every night.
Yep.
That's the true bulk of this.
Yeah. Yep.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Let's talk a little bit about this event. What's the general feeling now that we're wrapping things up here? Was this event a success? What do you think the future of the Mint Collective is here? What do you guys foresee for the next few years for this event?
Well, I'll go first and let Jimmy finish up. But yeah, I think it's been overwhelmingly successful from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We quite frankly didn't know what to expect with this being the first one, and so we were going to kick the tires with Jimmy and Brian, our co-founder Brian, Jimmy and I, just talking to people, having meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy making the media rounds because he's so good at doing the panel.
Huh.
But the blending of industry expertise and industry colleagues with the card show aspect, it's been called, I've heard people call it the industry summit kind of on steroids.
It is a truly a industry summit hybrid event.
Yeah.
Like, if we were to open up the industry summit to collectors to be able to come in and have, like, it basically feels like that.
That's what I felt.
Yeah. It's.
It was. I was telling people it's the right amount of business.
Exactly.
That's here.
Yeah.
And that I have the ability to, oh, let's go to show your slabs. Let's have this strategic thing because I like that in my shop and all that. and you, there's a lot of high-end great collecting mm-hmm. that you can do here, but it's the right amount of meetings that can actually advance whatever your goal is in the business side of things. And I've loved it. And it's not the chaos that exists, mm-hmm. the national, which is great. God knows I love it. But it's a little, it's a step up here, and it feels like everybody's been able to have those meetings and be treated right, and it's, I've enjoyed that.
And speaking of the national, right around the corner, I think we're all getting ready to mentally prepare for yeah. what we're all going to do. You guys are going to obviously be out there. You guys are going to have a booth set up. So,
yeah, we have a booth in the corporate pavilion, 20 by 20, and we're going to kind of roll out the four corners, for lack of a better phrase, because
okay.
it's a square booth. So we're going to have Kentucky at one corner, Texas at one corner, California in one corner, New York in one corner. We'll have the big wig in the middle.
That's great. That's
talking
great.
To meeting people.
Yeah.
And so many people, they just want to be around this positivity because
mm-hmm.
it is infectious.
Yeah.
And it is, and so the watching Jimmy at a show and he can't take six steps in like 45 minutes. In 45 minutes because people are going, hey, Jimmy. It's like, and so anyway, we're excited about the national, I think.
It's awesome. Like, I met a guy in person for the first time over at DCI, and he was a kid that followed me on Instagram that I used to send Chiefs cards to. And now he's working in the hobby.
Nice, wow. Nice.
Like, that
nice.
Is
That's
so
very cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, let's create more of those moments
yeah.
at this booth. And then, kind of exciting news, where the trade night is going to be the official trade night of the National, the one that we've been running
yep.
the last five, 6
mm-hmm.
years.
Nice.
And so people won't have to walk to it or go anywhere. They'll just go upstairs.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It'll
awesome.
Be on site.
That will
awesome.
Always be free and pure hobby. Nobody's
Very
setting
cool.
up. Nobody's making money. It's just pure hobby
yeah.
love.
Yep.
Love that.
Yep, absolutely. That'd be great. Let's talk about the California road. Let's you guys.
Sure.
That's what, like maybe 6 months ago you guys announced that maybe?
Yep.
And is it Napa? Is that is it
Sonoma
is,
Napa
Sonoma
area.
Napa area.
Yes.
Great,
we'll be neighbors.
Great,
yeah.
great
yeah.
area.
You guys have to come up there.
Absolutely.
Broadcast.
Absolutely.
We'll do a big night.
Have
of
some
it.
Wine. Yeah.
Have
yes.
some wine. I mean, it is wine country.
Exactly.
You're gonna dig
some,
it.
Yeah.
We actually have this little wine room that's gonna have cards instead of wine in.
Oh, nice.
But
oh
the
my gosh.
Floor is actually a piece of the All-Star Game floor from the Staples Center.
Wow.
When Kobe won MVP and Blake jumped over the car.
Wow.
So now you'll walk into the wine room on that floor, that history, and hopefully get some bangers.
I will 100% be there.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go. I gotta check
it's
it
guys,
out.
You guys have an open invitation anytime.
Awesome.
Always.
Awesome.
Always a seat at the table for y'all.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
It's way cool. I got to go out there, what, maybe a month ago
yeah.
and saw the location for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because if you took – the Kentucky location
mm-hmm.
and the neighborhood and you cut it out and you transported it to California, it would be where the Sonoma store is.
Nice.
Great Main Street, USA.
Yes.
Yep.
Small schools all around.
Mm-hmm.
Nice old businesses.
Yes.
It's going to be perfect. And,
nice.
And the channels are great.
They're
we
the
love
best.
Them. Yeah, so that's – but what do you think will be open first, Texas or
– That's kind of the – we're all having little side bets on what's going to open first because it's like, oh, this will open 3 weeks, but you found a tree root in your wall. Hey, yay,
yeah.
electrical issue.
Yep,
no, but I think Texas will probably open first.
Yeah.
But all will be open by May 15th, June 1st at the worst.
And the location in Texas, is it Fort Worth
it's
area?
It's Mansfield, Texas. It's a little suburb of the Dallas-Fort
okay.
area.
Okay, awesome. And and New York, where?
New York. Bronxville, New York.
Bronxville, New York.
Which is like an Uber from the city.
Okay.
Like it's really, it's where Goodell lives. Up
yeah.
in Bronxville,
nice. Oh,
all
nice.
Those
wow.
guys.
Well, nice, nice.
It's, but it's, I mean, you could be a tourist in New York and just easily get to this shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like I got to do some traveling.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Gotta,
of course.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're talking about what that I'm just thinking of that setup of the shop in California. And, you know, we got our shop too, which is I'm taking myself back to when I was a kid and going to the card shop. And, you know, I have so many fond memories, but it was, you know, a lot of them were, for lack of a better term, holes in the wall. And, yes, you know, but you love them.
Yes.
And part of me is so jealous of the kids who are getting into this now and are getting to go to these places where, you know, we've got tables set up where you can break right there and big, yes, screen TVs. And now you can go see pieces of history in your guys' shop. And I think, when we talk about, I think something we've been talking about all weekend is like, man, the hobby is cool now. Drake, yes, likes the hobby, yeah,
right,
all this stuff. But I think it gets down even more simple of like, you now, if you're a kid, you can walk into a place like what you guys are doing, like all the shops we have here now, where it's, you instantly go, this is cool. I want to be part of this. And I think, yes, it's just,
and
awesome.
I do got to say, like, we have a brick and mortar, and, yeah, and putting that modern spin, yes, on something that has been around for, you know, 40, 50, 60 years. Yeah. And I think the industry definitely needed that. It needed that modern spin, and you guys understand that.
Yeah. Yes. But as you
yeah,
look
y'all
at,
too.
You look at like Kyle Rhino's shop in Arizona.
Yep.
I mean, absolutely gorgeous the way he has it laid out. Real Breaks, yep, in Minnesota, their
yes,
shop with their display cases.
Amazing.
And like LED lights and like very, very modern. Our shop, we yeah, basically took like an Apple store, and we were like, let's kind of build a community brick and mortar, but put that like Apple store kind of like modern type,
yes,
of feel to it. Like you were saying, with TVs and like, yeah, you know,
it's
high,
a place
high
you want to hang out.
You
want
to,
that's
wanna,
right.
Yeah.
You want to stick around.
Come
and I think,
chill.
I think that the industry definitely needed that.
Sure.
No doubt.
And I think that's part of the evolution.
Yeah.
And the thing that I would always tell people, it's so funny, whatever it took, and it was probably an amalgamation of all these factors that, mm-hmm, that brought it to this point, but the world is finally discovering what dorks like us have,
yeah,
known forever.
Right.
Cards are awesome.
Yeah.
We've known that. I've known that since mid-1970s.
Right.
And you've known it since...
80s.
Yeah.
80s.
Okay. But it's cool that has happened.
It is crazy because, you know, 10 years ago I would tell people what I do for a living. They're like, and they'd give you that kind of sigh, like, oh, like,
I'm sorry.
like I heard sports cards aren't worth anything,
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
And now you have that conversation and people are like, man, sports cards like are really, really getting big. And they,
right,
like, they kind of perk up and you're just like, man, like, this conversation 5 years ago was completely different.
Yeah,
100%. Like,
100%.
Totally different.
Yeah. So it's great. I mean, we definitely seen like an evolution and onward and upward. I'm excited for the future.
Yeah.
I'm excited for your guys' future. I can't wait to see,
likewise,
what you guys got going on.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited as well and love you guys, and we're teammates more than we're rivals. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I
yeah,
draw inspiration from looking at all these shops you
sure,
just named, and you, mm-hmm, all, it's like, huh, I wonder if we can Kentuckyize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's also the thing. And when we started group breaking, we brought Rich Layton. Like, some of my best friends are my competitors.
Sure.
Yes.
So, and that culture is the same thing that you're seeing with shops.
Yes.
All these shops, like the Mike Fruitmans,
yeah,
and Michael Ant. Like, they're all really, really good friends,
yes,
and they,
yeah,
bounce ideas off of each other. So.
Yes.
I know from the outside looking in, people want there to be this weird animosity,
yeah,
but there isn't.
There,
like,
isn't.
Like, there 100% isn't.
It's not the DNA of the hobby.
No,
yeah,
no.
You can't change the DNA.
It's all
there.
Love.
Yeah, it's all love.
All love.
It's
and
all love.
I'm telling you what, if you told 8-year-old me what I would be doing for a living, I would have said that you are absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I'd have passed out.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a feeling of being thankful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you try to pour that and pay that forward,
mm-hmm,
in every your relationships with people, the collectors you meet. I mean, just be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be
it's
good.
Not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that hard.
It's not hard.
It's not hard to be a good person.
No.
It's like the easiest thing to do. We could all achieve that. So yeah.
Give the $5 card to a kid, you'll make it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I've seen Jimmy make people's lives with giving them stuff in the shop, and they're like speechless,
mm-hmm,
you know? And it's like, and you never know what memory they're going to bring with them 20
exactly,
years from now,
yeah,
30 years from
yeah,
now. And they're going to talk about, man, I was in Jimmy's shop that one time. Remember that? I got
yeah,
that Carl Anthony Towns card.
Right.
Giannis basketball.
But they'll do over somebody else. I
yeah,
mean, anything
pay,
yeah,
great truly great must be transferable, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
It can't live and die with one personality.
Yeah.
So let's train the next generation. Let's teach the next generation. I'd love to be great and have a great life, wonderful, but then it has to transfer to be truly great.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, I mean this 100%. I feel like I could just conquer the world after this. Yeah. After this conversation, this is great, guys.
So
this
why did I go work with Jimmy? Go talk to Jimmy.
This is the perfect conversation to have at the end of this weekend, just to give yourself a good feeling at the end of this, and make you realize what this is all about and why we're in this thing. So, gentlemen, thank you very much.
It's an honor.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you all very much.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, guys.